Part 1. Introduction and Basics. In this part, you've been running your lemonade stand for several years, and success has been an occasional visitor. This being the high-tech age, you've dutifully recorded business data of every kind since you started mixing sugar and water together, the daily sales, the employees who have come and gone, the customers who frequent your street corner, the supplies you buy once a week to mix your elixir. So how can you put all that information to work for you? Some of the data's on your laptop, some of it's on your desktop at home, and a little bit of it is on your handheld. It would be nice to be able to look into the past and find meaningful insights about what's made your lemonade stand successful in the past and what might make it more successful in the future. That might help make decisions easier. You need a business intelligence solution. The chapters in this part will show you what BI is, how it's related to other technology areas, and how it can work for lemonade stands just like yours. Chapter 1. Understanding Business Intelligence. In this chapter, getting comfortable with the basics, understanding the business intelligence value proposition, seeing where BI came from and where it's going, previewing what works and what doesn't. From the CEO down to the lowest levels of any organization, every minute of the day, someone is making a decision that has an impact on the company's performance. Sometimes a decision is at a very high strategic level that affects the fate of the entire organization, and other times a decision might be narrowly defined and tactical, affecting a single person or department for a very short window of time. When taken together, these decisions make up a significant portion of the day in the life at any given organization, be it a company, governmental agency, or non-profit organization. In spite of the dramatic advances in technology and tools that aid in the decision-making process, however, far too many people still make decisions the old-fashioned way, by blending a gumbo of tidbits of current information, best recollections of the past, advice from others, and a whole lot of gut instinct, and then assessing which path is likely to give the best possible outcome for the decision at hand. Decisions drive organizations. Making a good decision at a critical moment may lead to a more efficient operation, a more profitable enterprise, or perhaps a more satisfied customer. So it only makes sense that the companies that make better decisions are more successful in the long run. That's where business intelligence comes in. Business intelligence is defined in various ways. Our chosen definition is in the next section. For the moment, though, think of BI as using data about yesterday and today to make better decisions about tomorrow. Whether it's selecting the right criteria to judge success, locating and transforming the appropriate data to draw conclusions, or arranging information in a manner that best shines a light on the way forward, business intelligence makes companies smarter. It allows managers to see things more clearly and permits them a glimpse of how things will likely be in the future. Tip: the name game. Business intelligence is commonly known simply as BI. That's pronounced B-I, not by. We'll go back and forth in this book between the full phrase and the abbreviated name. And if you're wondering why there aren't any periods in the acronym, as in B period I period, it's because of a custom in the technology world. Once a concept has gained widespread acceptance and becomes known by its initials alone, the punctuation disappears. Extracting periods from techno acronyms, CPU, GB, ICBM, whatever, is the mission of the International Punctuation Review Board, a group of internet billionaires, former ambassadors, and high school football coaches who meet in Geneva every 4 years to review which new buzzwords qualify for punctuation-free status. Just kidding. Everything about acronyms in the previous paragraph is true, but the board doesn't really exist. Yet. Limited resources, limitless decisions. All organizations, whether business, government, charitable, or otherwise, have limited resources for performing their missions. Companies are forced to make